just arrived in Bucharest, Hungary, yesterday with a delegation from the Zimbabwe Patriotic Front, or the African National Union, ZANU. Mr. Mugabe, long known for his communist inspiration to the people of Zimbabwe, and one of the revolutionary heroes of the Rhodesian country, is the guest of the Romanian Communist Party Committee. Mr. Joshua Nicoma, the other chairman of the Patriotic Front, is visiting Bulgaria and is expected to go on to Moscow and firm up strong ties of absolute mutual defense. I wrongly said Bucharest, that would have been Romania. I was thinking of Budapest, which would have been another ally of the Soviet Union. Tanzania is today considering a general mobilization following the Uganda invasion of its territory with heavy artillery and tanks, according to the Western press, if you can believe anything it says, the capitalist press. Uganda announced yesterday that it has annexed a segment of Tanzanian territory it has long claimed west of Lake Victoria. President Nair, the Tanzanian president, left communist Mozambique today after talks last night with the Mozambique president. Tanzania has asked Kenya to cut Uganda oil supplies to pressure it into withdrawing its forces from Tanzanian territory. Meanwhile, President Idi Amin of Uganda, that the capitalist world have made such a friend, made such a circus about him, always making him appear like some ignorant gorilla, has congratulated his armed forces on the victory of annexing the strip of Tanzanian territory that rightfully belonged to Uganda. In Radio Uganda, report Mr. Amin called the Tanzanian forces cowards, and he said they run away when they are confronted. A Mozambique newspaper said today that the Ugandan attack against Tanzania was aimed at weakened efforts by the five African frontline states to free South Africa from the white minority rule. In Iran, some religious leaders are talking about forming their own army, and it looks like it will get off the ground to fight the Shah. The Shah's days are numbered, according to even the Western press. Oil production has been cut by two-thirds. They're only producing 30% the oil they were because of the strike of the workers, because of the oil workers' strike, which is also causing oil exports vital to America to cease and may increase gasoline prices any moment. Radio London says that within days there may be a devaluation of the American dollar. It did not signify how much, but this will have a grave effect on all who hold American dollars. The only safety will be in gold, so we must look and think in that direct way. Radio Hanoi said today that China has moved thousands of troops up to the Chinese-Vietnamese border. Yesterday, there were a series of border incidents between the country, but Vietnam held its own against the aggression of the Chinese mainland. Lebanon Foreign and Defense Minister was the target of an assassination attempt shortly before his departure for the Baghdad summit. The Lebanese official merely escaped injury when gunmen opened fire on his car outside his Beirut home. Beirut radio said that a number of his army guards, as well as several of the attackers, were wounded in the shootout. A major reshuffling will be taking place in the Lebanese army. The longest space mission in history has come to an end. Two Soviet cosmonauts returned safely to Earth today in a soft landing. a development in space that has not been able to be achieved by any other country, after spending nearly 140 days in orbit. The TASS news agency said their space capsule landed in Soviet Central Asia, and the preliminary checkup indicated they are both in good health. An American publisher, John McGraw, has denied the report that he acted as an intermediary in a secret South African effort to buy the Star newspaper located in Washington, D.C. But proof shows otherwise, that the South African fascist regime, upheld by our tax dollars, which should weigh us down with guilt, the proof shows otherwise. The evidence says that Mr. McGraw tried to buy the Washington newspaper with $11.5 million supplied by the fascist Praetorian government that is upheld by American capitalism, where our people live in cats and concentration camps and are beat to death constantly. It's not just a one-day occurrence, but constantly they're beaten on like dogs. I was hoping I could find something that would indicate to you how vicious it is. One case that in the south of the United States, even, and they do this in the south of the United States, you know what the hell they do in Pretoria, but it indicated that three officers have been arrested for beating three black men in a southern state, U.S., under the arms, every place, no, with the exception of the armpits, they were beaten to a pulp. Then they were hung on a tree and stoned to death, screaming for mercy. This is the kind of racism that is prevailing in America and is being upheld in the Union of South Africa. Horror to think about. The longest space mission, as I said, in history has come to an end. The TASS news agency said their space capsule landed in Soviet Central Asia in a tremendous soft landing that has cracked into areas of space venture that the world has been trying to do, but only the Soviet avant-garde was able to achieve. An American publisher, as I told you, John McGraw, tried to buy this Washington newspaper with $11.5 million supplied by the fascist multinationals of USA and the Praetorian capital of Union of South Africa's fascist government. The money allegedly came from a secret fund in the South African Ministry of Information. At a press conference in Washington, Secretary of State Cyrus Vance said again that the United States support the Shah of Iran's efforts to return order to his country. That means that the Secretary of State, Cyrus Vance of the U.S., supports the fact that nearly 200,000 Iranians in the last 2.5 weeks have been murdered, another 200,000 have disappeared, and perhaps as close to 100,000 are being tortured at this time. That's the kind of government that some of you long to look for and would want to go back to. For me, I would rather die by any death than to go back into a mess like that. He has also said, the Secretary of State, that the United States believes the Iranian leader is doing a fine job and the right thing in trying to make his country modern by destroying his cities, by burning people alive in a theater. The Shah's secret police set fire to a theater that ended up in the death of 401 people, trying to blame it on the communists, but even the news broke out and he was finally proven guilty. Is that the way the United States approves of building order and justice? Of course it is. And of course that's the way they'll do it in the United States when the people finally demand their rights. Meanwhile, in Iran, thousands of people continue to protest and demonstrate against the dictatorship of the Shah and his fascist repressive regime. Moscow, the Soviet Union, and Vietnam have signed a treaty of mutual defense and friendship and cooperation. It is the first such treaty between Moscow and Southeast Asia. What it amounts to is that in case Vietnam is attacked by China, the Soviet Union, or any other nation, the Soviet Union will come to their rescue. The Soviet Union seems to mean business about this factor of defending the liberation of people. The evidence also revealed many other aspects of the Department of Information manipulation of its funds. Excuse me, I gave you wrong news here. Major political bombshell has exploded in the South African political scene after a Supreme Judge has published a damaging evidence of corruption and the massive misuse of public money by the former Department of Information of the fascist state of the Union of South Africa, which was our tax dollars, and we all should feel guilty for supplying them tax dollars to put our black brothers and sisters. Imagine your son, your daughter, your husband, your wife in a concentration camp, barefoot, unable to get enough to eat. Imagine them crowded into the great barbed wire sections, and I imagine then you'd have a little bit of feeling against the United States. The scandal which involves some of the leading political figures in the country seems certain to cause resignation from the government and could also have profound effects on the unity of the ruling National Party. If it does, it will constitute the biggest threat the white African government has faced during its 30 years as a dictatorship in office that has been held in office by the United States tax money. The judge was appointed by the new South African president earlier this year to head a one-man commission of inquiry in possible foreign currency contribution by the former Department of Information. His appointment followed weeks of newspaper speculation that the department had secretly been using taxpayers' money for a number of controversial, not to say highly dubious, projects. The inquiries have now shown, as the judge himself put it, that there has been improper application of taxpayers' money, running into millions of dollars. He also said there are indications of corruption relating to public funds. The judge released hundreds of pages of affidavits given under oath as to how public money was used. He totally ignored an appeal by the prime minister to not divulge the evidence he had amassed. A brave judge. The most damaging fact that he has revealed is that an attempt was made by the government to secretly use taxpayers' money to buy out the country's major opposition newspaper, including the Sunday Times, and to buy several newspapers and television in the USA, where they continue to propagate apartheid, racist separation, as a solution in America, too. When this plan failed, they used an even larger amount of public money, this time totaling $14 million, to set up a pro-government language newspaper. The evidence showed that among those involved in the secret project to buy out the newspaper were former Prime Minister Voerster, close ally of Adolf Hitler, who was Prime Minister until the last few weeks, who is now the state president, the former powerful Minister of Information, and the former head of the secret police. The evidence also revealed many other aspects of the Department of Information manipulation of its secret funds. One man, a lawyer who represented the police during the inquest into the death of Steve Biko, the black consciousness leader, is director of a front company set up by the Department of Information, closely linked with the Central Intelligence Agency funded by the USA, to loan their money through Swiss bank accounts There's one positive aspect to the story. It is that it shows that the resilience of the South African press, which despite the many strengths under which it labors, have played a key role in exposing the scandal of the fascist operation that USA has brought upon the African continent in the name of Union of South Africa. Rhodesian armed assaults into Zambia continue. Yesterday coming as close as 10 miles from the capital of Lusaka, Zambia. Pressure is mounting inside Zambia on President Kenneth Kaunda to retaliate against the raids launched on guerrilla bases in his country. He has consistently refused retaliatory action, but still fully supports the guerrillas who are using Zambia as their base. Ethiopia has introduced a draft resolution in the United Nations Assembly Decolonization Committee to condemn states that cooperate with South Africa. Among those countries singled out by the draft are Britain, France, West Germany, and the United States imperialist and Zionist Israel. In Baghdad, at the summit conference, Arab leaders have approved $11,000 million to be used to oppose the Camp David sellout by Carter and dictator Anwar Sadat of Egypt and dictator Begin of Zionist Israel. Iraq promised the money to improve Arab military strength against Israel and her U.S. imperialist backers. Attending the meeting are the leaders of 20 Arab nations. Never has the Arab nations been so unified or fractured from the United States. They have been completely removed from any sort of friendly alliance towards the United States by the sellout of Camp David. You know that sellout. When U.S. and Egypt and Israel got together and decided to what to do with the West Bank off of Jordan, which belonged to Jordan. It was taken away by Egypt by fascist regression by Jordan and the Gaza Strip and the southern part of Israel. The southern part of Lebanon. It was taken away by the Israelis. Lebanon should have had something to say about their country that was under the conqueror's heel. Also, the Jordan had every right to be present at the discussion that what was going to happen to their territory. Iraq promised the money to improve, as I said, military strength against Israel and all of her U.S. allies and their imperialist lackeys. Attending the meeting of the leaders of 20 Arab nations and the Palestinian Liberation Organization, PLO, all seeking a common position against the peace moves of Egypt and Israel. Egypt is not attending. This is a lot of money. $11,000 million. That's a lot of money to oppose U.S. in her imperialist moves in the Near East. Nothing in the commentary of the news for the day. We want you to listen closely now, very closely, so you have news study. There'll be news study from 7:45 to quarter of 8, and to quarter of 9, and quarter of 9 there'll be language till quarter of 10. But we do want also for you to listen now. It's important that you listen. We want some review in the class tonight of the questionnaire on how you deal with strangers who are coming in to spy out your liberty. That is important because we know the CIA have been here. The government has told us so. We've even been told that much by the U.S. Embassy. Take great care when you are in Georgetown on duties. If they will, please write. You will deeply appreciate it. They are vicious and they never stop. We have to keep ever on the watchman's wall, Nehemiah's wall. Please, I urge this. Do not fail. Take this into consideration now. Fast as you can, bring those. Okay, bring up any names you can think of, particularly any of the staff at Los Angeles, but anybody, San Francisco, Los Angeles, we've got to get those letters out, or the addresses out, messages from you, whatever. We've got to get them moving quick. We've got to get a letter from you moving quick to them, so they'll have time to move back. We can, in the meantime, say we will have hundreds of letters coming. We didn't feel it was necessary for justice to have to call on all of our supporters, but we will, if these people, all former radicals, and still some of them no doubt involved in radical activity, continue their actions. Thank you so very much. Number of you have worked for people and served them almost like slaves. They might write a letter to such effect that your church, that you wouldn't belong to anything but an excellent church, and you're behind them all the way. They're behind you all the way. Some of you worked hard for some of these people. Perhaps just a moment of compassion might slip through them. It's important. It's not the end of the world. We can bring our people to freedom. But it is important, very important, that we get this done without much loss of time. I urge you tonight, don't wait tomorrow. Don't wait till tomorrow. It may be too late. I urge you, do it now. Come to the radio room. Thank you so much. The news will begin at 7:45, revolving around meeting of guests and current events. And then tonight, our Russian language, 9:15 to 9:45. I think there shall be nothing thereafter, but I want people's helpers to see that everyone is in the meeting. I want people's helpers to see that all are in the meetings. But when I walked through, I found some not in the meetings last evening. And automatically, that's a subject for public service. Your responsibility to hold up the standard. I urge you now, a letter to NBC and a letter to the Los Angeles DA. Sarah, please. You said you never saw anything that touched her so much. The fish man is also very popular in the country, the snake man, and he said he will come back and teach Stephen all he knows about capturing snakes. In the meantime, don't you try to capture the snake. Stay away from them. Leave it up to Steve. Leave it up to Steve to know how to handle it. Because they're qualities in the venom from excuse me, someone's talking to me. Attention, attention. I felt that you needed an entertainment. So there'll be a net dance from 9:30 and 9:15 on till 12:00. We do ask that you conduct yourself
as socialists should. You are impressing, I wish I could tell you, how many of you are impressing socialists here and abroad by not engaging in liquor and being a come on. We've had the feedback that a lot has been gained, and your courtesy helping people up and showing as much warmth to mom, even though she, mom's maybe is stronger, older than you. All we show courtesy, utmost of courtesy, for our seniors. Smile a great deal whenever you come in, but you need to listen tonight under the school tent till you have it down, how to deal with strangers. The man seems friendly, but I am not sure. How can you be sure of anything when so many of our own relatives, it's too painful for me to talk about, because nobody could have been a better father than I was. But she turned and for money, we know for money, and did the dirty work to try to put Ted we have to restrict because of the malice of those who are trying to destroy people like McIlvain and Florida and others. They won't succeed, but it is one classic hell of conspiracy. I have never seen the like of it in my life. But things are turning for us. We're gaining friends. Today, the doctors raved about us. And the snake handler who handles venom for all of South America for research studies was overwhelmed. And Margaret Atman, who meets the Prime Minister, Prime Minister Burnham at 7:30 tonight, is absolutely sold on the place. You won her by your love. One doctor said to Dr. Shack, who's here by my side now, that it was like a fairground. He'd never seen anything so just and so fair and so lovely in his life. And the last doctor had to make two radio broadcasts just to get him the praises that he had to see, and had to say. Anyway, it's important that we know how to talk and who we're talking to. We've got to know whether when you're talking to the Russians, there'll be a different talk. We are warning you tomorrow. For tomorrow's visitors, though he says he is our friend, my daughter also said she was a friend. We're urging you to be very cautious and don't engage in conversation. Say hello, hello. You understand?
Okay, good.